Hello, Blanco Tech. This is Quinn Lee. I just wanted to record fireworks. Today is July 1st, which is Canada Day. And right now I'm in my parents' house. I'm not sure how far this the fireworks is away, but it sounds pretty loud here. And I'm studying in a bedroom. My parents' place. Actually, my parents and the kids, who are my nieces, went to see the fireworks. I decided to stay home tonight and just have some time to myself and nugget. And all of a sudden, I just hear this fireworks, so I thought I would record this. I'm standing at the window. And Nugget is not restless, so that's good, because my last dog, she would run around when she hears some explosive noise. Nugget, come here, Nux. Come here. Come here. Slowing down, so come on. Nugget, sit. It is, let's see what time it is. Oh, it's 11:05 p.m. Pacific time. It's very nice outside. Like, it's, I really like Vancouver a lot. It's a very nice city. And Nugget is, oh, Nugget's still here. Hey, girl. Street is pretty quiet. There's a humming in the background across from me. It's probably somebody's air conditioner. You don't really need it. I find even if it's hot, you know, inside a house, it's very nice. Wow. And that gets lying right under my feet, which is very nice. It's really nice to have a poodle and being able to go to people's places without being worried about, you know, your dog shed on their carpet
like my parents' house has carpet almost everywhere except for the kitchen, and it has been very nice. They like the dog very much. She's also very good around kids, very calm. My niece would, you know, step on her, and well, obviously we try to prevent that to happen whenever we can, but you know, kids are kids. And she has been really calm. We were in the car for hours yesterday and the other day, and she was just fine. On the airplane, I was on the airplane for 4 hours and a half, and she was good. The guy who sat beside me was impressed. One time I had to go to the bathroom, and you know how crowded those bathrooms are, so I left the nugget with him, and she was really good. But well, obviously we're just 5 minutes. But we sat in the very first row, so there was lots of room, and there was a seat between me and that guy, so she had lots of room. Wow, that's just nice. I like that more than the boom boom. Yeah, I like that cracking noise. I'm tired. I've been in the sun a lot for the past few days. Whoa. Oh, and you know, surprisingly, my family told me I have not really gotten any suntan much. Because I thought, you know, all that time I was in Ohio, walking outside with training the dog, and I have not been wearing sunblocks at all. So I thought it would be like very dark now, but then apparently I didn't really pick up the sun. Wow. I can't believe how loud it is. I hope it's good recordings inside the recorder. Ooh. After. Ah, I can hear the people shouting. I wonder if you can hear it. It's very faint. Is that the end? I'm gonna pause here. I think it might be the end. But it comes up, I will record again. Oh, I think it's gonna start more. Good dog, Nugget. She's very calm. You know, people, whenever they think about poodles, they often think about those yappy, excitable dogs. Well, she is distractible sometimes, but overall she's very controllable. I'm very pleased with her. We need to work a bit on obstacles. She has a tendency to walk towards them fast and then quickly avoid them, so it looks to people as if she's gonna bump into things. Firecrackers in Vietnam are very different. It sounds very loud and very continuous, like for like 5 minutes. I think it comes in jacket at them. What you do is you just hang it up and then you just light it off and it becomes very loud. And if you're not careful, you can get hurt with that too. In Vietnam, they ban fireworks now because it's dangerous. You know, houses there are made of wood or some sort of, oh, I don't know what's that material called, straw type of material. Yeah, so houses can burn down very quickly. I remember it used to be New Year, you know, firecrackers would be, well, every house would have firecrackers all night long. It was really loud when I was young. I used to be so scared of those things. I used to hide under the bed and just cover my ears the whole time. Oh, it was such a torture to me. And what worse, you know, because New Year would last about 5 days. So that entire time, whenever you go out, oh, someone's calling.
Hello? Hả? À? Má đang coi pháo. No, anh đang ở nhà, tại nghe. No, chị đang đâu vậy? Cái cậu hả? Họ không về nhà này được à? Ồ vậy hả? Phone cho má đi. Nghe hả? Ồ nó kêu quá trời, con cần nghe không? Như vậy hay là như về nhà đi, em mở cửa được mà. À, có gì mái chám được vậy đâu sao? Vậy bye ha. My sister and her husband are coming home because they went to the wedding instead of fireworks. Wow, can you hear the shouting? I have to find out how far it is. She could hear it through the cell phone. She was amazed how loud it is. My sister, I mean. Oh yeah, I was saying, so during that 5 days, you know, whenever you go out, kids would play firecrackers. And all of a sudden you go, boom, you know, unexpectedly. Oh, I used to hate that so much. I'm glad they banned that now, because it sounds very loud. It's not like the kind that you throw up in the air, you know. And I think that might be over. Let's see what time it is. It's 15 after. Yeah, I think usually they play around 15 minutes, I think. Okay, I'm gonna pause here. Well, I guess I think that's it. Even if it hasn't finished, I think I would just record for 15 minutes. I'm into short podcast now. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you could hear well. And I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.